the Battle Creek Braves. Well, they're sitting at 500. They're at 10-10. They're feeling fortunate to be in the district final here tonight. Had a couple of close calls in their sub-district. I believe they won a game 53-51 and then had to win their sub-district championship by a single point, 49-48. So they've had a couple of close scares en route to getting to this championship. I know what you're thinking at home, 25-0, 10-10. On paper, it would look like this should be a pretty easy task here tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. But we have learned so many times over the years, you cannot look at the records when you get to this time of the year. Anything can and will happen to you occasionally, and I'm sure Jim and Jackson Weeks have his Auburn basketball boys very much aware of that. I'm certain they will be ready to go. We can't get into tonight's broadcast without talking a little bit about the trip up here. Folks, when I left Elk Creek, it was 50 degrees. By the time we got into Lincoln, it was 39 degrees. We spent a couple of hours in Lincoln. It dropped down to 28 degrees. And when we pulled in the parking lot a few minutes ago here in Seward, it was 19 degrees and snowing like crazy. So quite a change in the weather just in our trip up here from Elk Creek to Seward, as it's 19 degrees outside. And it was snowing really hard when we came in the building about an hour ago. So quite an adventure, despite the weather outside, a huge contingent of Bulldog fans on hand. I'm across the way from the gymnasium from the Auburn fans. I'm in amongst all the Battle Creek supporters. They've got a good turnout here, too. Not nearly as many as Auburn. A big, big turnout of folks in red dressed up across the way from us getting set for tonight's ball game. As we said, it's the Auburn Bulldogs and the Battle Creek Braves. We do want to remind everybody, tomorrow night we'll be back on the air again with more high school basketball. It'll be girls' state tournament action. The Sacred Heart girls will be taking on Humphrey St. Francis. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night, live from the Devaney Center. John Nixon and I will team up to bring you that ball game, and it'll be carried live on both Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC tomorrow night. So we will simulcast that. We'll call it the MSC Sports Network. And we'll have it on both stations. That will be state tournament coverage tomorrow night. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. We hope you will join us for that. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios this evening. Right now, Tom, let's take a one-minute break. Just take a one-minute break here. We'll come back briefly, and then we'll have our national anthem with a little longer pregame. But right now, a one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You're invited to stop by and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serves you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. And if you're just tuning in, tonight we are inside the Seward High School Gymnasium. The Class C1 District Championship on the line here. A ticket to the state basketball tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs and the Battle Creek Braves getting ready to do battle. I believe they're going to go with the national anthem and then the starters, but we're going to keep it here live for just a moment. Stand by, Tom. They were kind of gave me a definite maybe on what the protocol was going to be for our pregame festivities. And our public address announcer said, well, this is the first time we've done this. And I thought, that's probably not good. I think they're going to go to the national anthem and then announce the starters. If that's the case, we'll be stepping aside for a break here. And guess what we'll do? We're going to take a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lenoir County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City will be moving soon to 540 G Street. They are proudly offering the same services, including MedSync and vaccination. Don't worry, Health First Pharmacy still has you covered during this transition to their new location. And they are super excited to launch a new free children's vitamin program at their new location's grand opening. Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Keep pharmacy local.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245. 3131.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Battle Creek Braves, they'll go with Blake Borchers. Borchers, 6'4", and a senior. Jackson Kilmary, a junior at 5'11". Gavin Forth, a 5'11", junior. MJ Rogge. Rogge is a junior at 6'2". And Jackson Medler, also a junior at 6'. Now the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs, coached by Jim and Jackson Weeks. They'll go with Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, 5'11", and a sophomore. Cameron Leslie, a junior at 6'1". Matt Binder. Binder, 6', and a senior. Peyton Moten, also a senior at 6'2". And Nixon Liguori, a 6'3", junior, rounds out the starting five for the Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, the Bulldogs 25-0 coming into this one, and the Battle Creek Braves at 10-10. Tip of the hat to the musicians from both high schools. We have both bands here tonight from Battle Creek and Auburn. They've been entertaining the crowd in the minutes leading up to this tip-off. Cheerleaders, well, Auburn's got them outnumbered. There are 7 cheerleaders here from Battle Creek, 18 from Auburn down on the other end. Stepping into the center circle, Cameron Lessie will jump it up against Blake Borchers. Borchers at 6'4", a decided height advantage. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Bulldogs. Matt Binder comes up with the basketball. He'll set the offense against a man-to-man. They're coming out in a zone. Setting up in a 2-1-2 zone defense. Binder with the basketball near the midcourt circle to the right elbow. Now comes to the left side to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles between the rings at the top of the key, left elbow back to Matt Binder. Maverick Binder looks over to Liguori on the right side. Liguori in the corner. Bob pass under the basket, kicks it to the corner. Wenzel had an open look, didn't take it. Puts it underneath, the pass tipped away, grabbed up, trying to go up with a shot. It's up short off the front of the rim, putting the shot up with Peyton Moten, and the rebound comes down to Blake Borchers. Borchers with the outlet pass to Rogge. Rogge gives it up to the top of the key to Kilmary. Kilmary will set the offense to the left side, finds Borchers. Lob pass into Borchers, shot is up and good for Blake Borchers. They ran the old L.A. hoop, and they found Borchers under the basket. He laid it in for the basket. 2-0. Early lead for Battle Creek. Here come the Bulldogs. Bowden in traffic. Top of the key, Matt Binder. Binder to the left wing, finds Wenzel with the pass. Bounce pass into traffic inside Cameron Leslie. Can't get a look at the basket. Back to the top of the key. It comes again to Binder. Around into the corner. Baseline right side. Now Bowden on the low post. Right side of the basket. Bowden jump shot up. In and out off the rim. And the rebound brought down and cleared out of the basket by Jackson Mettler. Mettler outlet pass to Rogge. Across court. Rogge gives it up to Kilmary. From the left side. A long three is up and good. Davenport hits the three. And Battle Creek has jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in the opening minute of play. 6:17 to go first quarter. Auburn not yet on the board. Wenzel with the basketball. Takes a couple of dribbles on the left elbow. Back to the top of the key. Inside they go with it. Binder, top of the circle. Hands the ball up to Nixon Liguori. Liguori with the dribble. Now left wing, Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel looking inside for Matt Binder. Shot is up. Peyton Bowden doesn't get it. But a whistle and a foul line. I think we're going to put Bowden to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Gavin Korth. On Korth, his first personal and team foul number one on the Braves of Battle Creek. Peyton Bowden at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. 5-0 our score. Bulldogs trail here. We play 2 minutes. First shot is up, in and out of there for Bowden. Bulldogs down by five with 5:56 to play in the first quarter. Auburn has not yet scored. Bowden ready for his second free throw attempt. The senior takes aim. The shot is up. It's good. And the Bulldogs are on the board. Our score now 5-1. Bulldogs down by four. With the basketball is Jackson Kilmary. Kilmary comes to the right side, gets a pick from Borchers, takes it in for a driving layup that's up and off, so good. Defensive rebound, Cameron Leslie. Leslie, outlet pass to Matt Binder. Maverick Binder across the timeline, looks at the zone defense. He picks up the dribble, comes to the left side, finds Wenzel. Back up top to Binder, now Wenzel on the left side. Penetrates in near the free throw lane, can't get there. Hands back out to Binder, he'll bring it to the top of the key. Bulldogs running, working against a 2-1-2 zone defense here from Battle Creek. Moving all the way inside the paint. The ball is flipped out to the left side, goes out of bounds. Cameron Leslie was trying to flip it into the corner to Nixon Liguori. The ball got away and went out of bounds. Here's our first sub of the night. Nolan Gardner is going to check into the lineup. Gardner, a 6'7 junior, comes in to replace Cam Leslie. Cameron Leslie sets out. Nolan Gardner checks in. Full court pressure now being applied by the Bulldogs as the Braves get ready to inbound the ball. The Battle Creek Braves out here in black uniforms with bright yellow numbers. School colors are purple and gold, but they wear black and gold on their uniforms. Kilmary with the basketball to the right elbow, hands off to Korth. Korth tries to penetrate in, almost had it taken away by Binder. Now he throws the ball away out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Bulldogs here tonight in their home white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts with the red numerals. Bulldogs across the chest on them. You've seen the uniforms. Here's Binder into forecourt, coming on the attack now. Goes to Wenzel with the pass. Looking inside for Gardner. Here's a shot for three, up and good from the left side by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel nailed a three from the left wing. It's 5-4. Bulldogs back to within one. They trailed 5-0 early in the ball game. This is Jackson Mettler on the dribble. He kicks it to the left side. Gives off to Korth. Korth comes back up to Kilmary. Kilmary backs it out to the top of the free throw circle. Bulldogs running a man-to-man defense here. Now Kilmary tries to penetrate against Gardner. Lays it up and off. No good. Gardner with a good job on the defense. Liguori has the rebound. Outlet pass from Liguori. Gives up to Matt Binder. Binder's into forecourt. Bulldogs down by one. 5-4 with 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Wenzel over to the right elbow. His pass goes to Liguori. Holds the ball a minute out on the right wing. Now he backs it out toward the top of the circle and goes to Binder in the corner. Binder, baseline right side, under the basket. Turnaround shot is up and good, but they're going to say traveling is called on Nolan Gardner. Gardner got the turnaround shot to fall under the bucket, but they say he traveled before he put up the shot. Gardner called for traveling. 5-4. Bulldogs trail by one. Braves will have the basketball. 3:49 to go in the first quarter here at Seward High School. Class C1 district final into forecourt. Jackson Mettler for Battle Creek. Mettler goes up with an off-balance shot that doesn't go. Maverick Binder has the rebound. Binder pushes the ball down court in a hurry this time. Across court to the right side. Delivers it over to Nixon Liguori. Now around to Wenzel left wing. Wenzel looking underneath for Gardner. There's Binder for three from the corner. Up and good. Mav finder. Hits a three from deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. And the Bulldogs have their first lead to the ballgame. Auburn goes on top now 7-5, up by two. With the ball is Blake Borchers. Borchers in the paint. Fall away jumper up and good. Borchers with a nice move to the bucket. Ties the score back up at 7 apiece at the 3-minute mark here in the first quarter. All tied at 7. We got a tight ball game so far here. Maverick Finder on the attack into the corner. The pass goes to Wenzel. Deep on the right side of the free throw lane. Wenzel in trouble, has to get rid of it. Comes up with a pass to Bowden. Peyton Bowden penetrates to the right side corner. Flips it to Wenzel, up for three. It's off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Cameron Court. Cameron Court in the ballgame now. Fast break the other direction. Jackson Mettler with the ball. Mettler feeds inside to Borchers. Borchers with a mismatch on Wenzel. Turnaround shot is up and good. Blake Borchers has 6 points in the ballgame. And it's 9-7. Battle Creek back up by two. With the ball comes Matt Binder down court to set it up. Long pass underneath. Moving up to the basket. Shot is up and good by Nolan Gardner. Gardner left the defender laying flat on his back on the floor. Might have got away with a little push off under there. Gardner with his first bucket ties the score back up at 9 apiece. A minute 59 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the ball now is M.J. Rogge. Rogge, guarded by Gardner, tries to do a spin move in for a driving lay-in, up and good. M.J. Rogge with his first 2 points of the basketball game makes it 11-9. Battle Creek back up by two. Bulldogs trailing now by two. With the ball on the right side is Liguori. Now in trouble is Binder up top. Wenzel comes to help him out. Matt Binder, another long three. It's in and out, no good. Gardner battles for the rebound. Touch last by Gardner. It goes out of bounds. He was down there fighting with Jackson Mettler. Subs into the ballgame now. Checking in, Parker Strom in for the first time tonight. Strom into the contest. Gavin Korth back onto the floor. Coach Matt Rudloff substituting freely here. He's already used 9 ball players. Auburn's only thus far has been Nolan Gardner, who came in for Cameron Leslie. They've only used 6 ball players. 11-9, Battle Creek up by 2. With the ball on the right side, Xander Larson now hands off to Cameron Korth. Cameron Korth picked up his dribble in the corner. He's in trouble, has to get rid of it out to Parker Strom. Strom goes to Gavin Korth with the pass. Korth hands the ball to Xander Larson. Now backing out is Jackson Kilmurray. 53 seconds to go in the quarter. It appears that Battle Creek, up by a score of 11-9, is just going to play for a final shot here with 45 seconds to play in the quarter. Gavin Court, guarded closely by Wenzel, flips the ball to the right wing to Kilmurray. Kilmurray, top of the key to Parker Strom. Inside traffic. Strom under the basket, laying up. He couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Parker Strom will be at the free throw line to shoot 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Brenton Wenzel. On Wenzel, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Auburn Bulldogs. Parker Strom at the line, a 6-foot senior, shooting 2 shots. First free throw is up and short off the front of the rim. 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Battle Creek leading Auburn 11-9. Bulldogs trailing here early in the ballgame. Parker Strom will try to make it a 3-point lead. Here's his second free throw. It's up and it's good. He got it down. That's his first point. And it's 12-9 now. Bulldogs trail by 3. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Here come the Bulldogs. Binder goes to Wenzel on the left wing. Back up top to Binder. Pressuring defense now. Wenzel, left elbow. Takes a couple of dribbles. Goes to Maverick Binder. Binder into the corner right side. Deep baseline right side. Nixon Liguori feeds it in. Turnaround shot up and good. Nice move to the basket by Nolan Gardner. Pulls Auburn back within 1. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Down in a hurry. We're going to have a foul on the side here. Is going to be called on Auburn's Nixon Liguori. Liguori's first personal, second team foul. Into the ballgame, Lance Binder checks in now. Cameron Leslie also back onto the floor. With just 3 seconds to play, Coach Jim Weeks not going to take a chance on getting either of his starters to pick up another foul here. Inbounding the ball, Cameron Korth, ready to throw it in. Korth lobs it into forecourt, working to the left side. The ball goes off his foot out of bounds. Dribbling it off his foot was M.J. Rogge. And now with 1.4 seconds on the clock, Liguori and Wenzel check right back in very quickly. That was the shortest appearance in history there for Leslie and Lance Binder, I think they played less than 2 seconds. All right, 1.4 seconds on the clock. They get it into Binder, midcourt. Half-court shot is up and hits the backboard, won't go. And after one quarter, our score, Battle Creek 12, Auburn 11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
11-12, our score. The Bulldogs down by one after one quarter, trailing the Battle Creek Braves. Coach Jim Weeks had a rather animated conversation with one of the referees during that quarter break out here. Couldn't tell what they were discussing, but it was very informative, I can see that. All right, the basketball belongs to Battle Creek. Here come the Braves on the attack with a one-point lead. Kilmary gives down to Jackson Mettler. Mettler brings it all the way around the top of the key to the right elbow to Gavin Korth. Now Korth wants to penetrate in the paint, can't get there. Kicks it to the left side, deep, low post, left side of the basket to Gavin Korth. Korth hands it up top again. Mettler with the ball. Inside Borchers. Borchers. Oh, he knocks Wenzel to the floor. Borchers got the basket, and I think Wenzel's going to get called for the foul, and they're going to count the basket. Wow. Borchers turned around. He had a mismatch. He knocked Wenzel to the floor. Wenzel gets called for the blocking foul. The basket counts, and Borchers is at the line to try and complete a three-point play. The shot is up. The shot is good. And it's back to a four-point lead for the Battle Creek Braves here in the opening seconds of the second quarter. Auburn trailing now 15-11. Underneath, give it inside to Gardner. Oh, they left Nolan Gardner unguarded. Gardner's going to burn you every time, the 6'7 center. Easily laid it off the glass and put it in. There was nobody there defending him. There's a reach-in foul is going to be called on Auburn. Not sure if they're going to get Bowden for this one. Yes, they are. Peyton Bowden picks up his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. 15-13. The lead is 2 right now for Battle Creek. Braves with the basketball. Jackson Mettler to trigger it in. Baseline right side into Borchers. Borchers feeds it inside the paint. Ball is stripped away and stolen. With the steal is Peyton Bowden. Bowden with the outlet pass. Gives it up to Maverick Binder. Here comes Binder down court. Inside the paint to Bowden. Bowden at the free throw line. Kicks to Wenzel in the corner. Ball is stolen away. Jackson Mettler. Fast break. One-on-one. Collides with Binder. Shot is up and off. No good. Then with the rebound is Gardner. Outlet pass to Binder. Two-on-two fast break. Binder feeds it underneath. Shot is up. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Peyton Bowden at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Jackson Mettler. On Mettler, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Braves. At the free throw line, Peyton Bowden. He's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has a single point. First free throw is up and good. He's now hit 2 out of 3. If he hits this one, we'll have a tie basketball game. Right now, 15-14, the Battle Creek Braves up by one. Peyton Bowden, second free throw is up. It's good. He got them both. And we're all tied up at 15 apiece with 6:37 to play here in the first half. Back onto the floor now comes Cameron Leslie into the ballgame. Peyton Bowden will take a breather. Full court pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. The inbound pass comes into Jackson Mettler. Mettler gives off to Rogge. MJ Rogge on the dribble. Rogge guarded closely by Leslie. Up top it goes. This is Kilmary. All the way in, driving lay-in up and off. Try for tip-in, doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Borchers put back. Whistle and a foul. Forster's tried to go up with the putback, and he's going to be fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two. Fouls on Cameron Leslie. On Leslie, his first personal. That's the third team foul on the Bulldogs. Already three team fouls on Auburn with 6:20 to go in the quarter. Blake Borchers at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Borchers has 9 points in the ballgame already. He's now one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have another shot coming right here. 6 minutes, 20 seconds to play. First, second quarter, all tied at 15. Shot is up and good. Borchers hits one out of two, and that puts Battle Creek back up by one. 16-15 at the 6:18 mark. This is Maverick Binder with the basketball at the top of the free throw circle. Binder looks to the right elbow. Across court, he goes with it to Nixon Liguori. Liguori on the dribble between the legs. Comes to the left wing with it. Baseline left side, that's Wenzel handling the ball. Again finds Liguori. Liguori for a long three, the short off the rim. And the rebound is taken away under the basket by Jackson Mettler for the Braves. Mettler will bring it down court for Battle Creek. Hands it up to Kilmurray. Kilmurray has the ball tipped away and stolen with the steal going the other way. Here come the Bulldogs. They decide to hold things up and set up the offense. Maverick Binder feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by Nolan Gardner. Binder with the assist. Nolan Gardner's got 8 points for the Bulldogs, and Auburn is back on top, 17-16. Bulldogs with their second lead of the ball game. Left wing, this is Gavin Court dribbling the ball for the Braves. Kilmurray comes over to get it from him when he got double-teamed and trapped. Now Kilmurray works the dribble to the right elbow, goes into Borchers in the paint. Kilmurray, top of the lane, three is up and off, no good. Rebound, Nolan Gardner. Gardner's having himself quite a night so far. He didn't start. He's getting it done on the boards. He's got 8 points under the basket. In the corner, baseline left side, Wenzel, open look, three, got it. Brent Wenzel, his second three-pointer of the night. Timeout going to be taken by Battle Creek with 4:55 to go in the first half. Auburn up by four, 20-16. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Seward High School. 4 minutes, 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Auburn suddenly up by four. They were trailing by five just a moment ago. It's 20-16. Bulldogs on top. Basketball will be inbounded against full court pressure here by the Braves of Battle Creek. They get the ball inbound to MJ Rogge. But the ball goes away out of bounds. Rogge lost it over there. It was touched last by Auburn. Rogge lost it off his foot. Auburn's going to get the basketball on the baseline. Binder triggers it in. Baseline right side under his own backboard. Gets it up to the top of the key to Peyton Bowden. Back to Binder in the corner. Now Maverick Binder. He got double teamed down there. Back to Liguori at the top of the circle. Liguori dribbles between the legs, works to the left side of the free throw circle, down into the corner, down deep to Bowden. Bowden feeds it inside. Oh, they'd love to get it into Gardner again. They're leaving him unguarded under there. He's burned him four times under the basket, and still they leave him uncovered. Now it does go to Gardner, but they quickly collapse on him. Back to the top of the circle, Gardner with the basketball to Liguori. Peyton Bowden left side. Liguori just holds the ball a moment, coming out to defend him in the man-to-man now is MJ Rogge. They're still setting in a zone here. It's a 2-1-2 zone defense. Maverick Binder has Kilmurray out chasing him clear out near the midcourt circle. Maverick Binder decides to take it to the hole. Now has to put a bounce pass inside. There's a shot up. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Still won't go. Put back up again. Doesn't go. Nolan Gardner had two shots at a point blank range. Couldn't get it down. The rebound finally came down to Cameron Leslie. He got fouled by Blake Borchers as he went up for a shot. They never did get it in the hole, but they're going to have Cameron Leslie at the line shooting two shots. Auburn with a chance to extend their biggest lead of the ballgame. They're up by four right now, 20-16. Free throw is up and good for Cameron Leslie. makes the lead 5 now for the Bulldogs, their biggest lead yet. They trailed 5-0 to start the ball game. Since then, we've had 4 lead changes. Cameron Leslie at the line for his second free throw. It's up, and it's good also, right down the middle. Nothing but nylon for Cameron Leslie. And our score now goes 22-16. Auburn on top here at the 3:49 mark to play in the first half. The lead is 6. Here come the Braves of Battle Creek. Borchers in the paint. Borchers working against Gardner. Good job by Gardner. Got his hands up. Swatted that one away. Borchers not having the success moving Nolan Gardner around there like he was shoving Brenton Winslow around earlier. They've changed that up on it. Down to the corner on the left side. Bowden has the basketball. Give back to Binder. Bowden, open look. 3, left corner. Got it! A 3 from the corner by Peyton Bowden. He nailed the 3. That's a 4th three-pointer of the ballgame already for Auburn. Battle Creek has just 1 from three-point range. Kilmary with the ball on the left side of the lane. Flips it to Rogge at the right side. In the paint, Rogge. Follow-away shot up and off. No good. And the rebound taken down the defensive board by Cameron Leslie. Outlet pass comes to Maverick Binder. Binder off to the right side. Liguori with the ball. Liguori feeds Binder in the corner. Underneath the basket. Trying to back in with it. Gardner takes it up off the glass. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Cameron Leslie. Leslie got the put back. And Auburn suddenly. Here's a steal. Lays it up. Off the glass. Up and good. Matt Binder with a steal. Suddenly Auburn is up by 13 points. You look up at the board. How can it be? 29 to 16. A 13-point lead. Yet another steal. Here comes Auburn the other direction. Into the corner. Maverick Binder. Feeds it underneath. Shot off the glass. Up and good. The assist from Binder. Cameron Leslie with the basket. Timeout taken. Battle Creek. Look at the scoreboard, folks. It's 31-16. Auburn with a 15-point lead out of nowhere. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, just moments ago, the Battle Creek Braves were leading Auburn by 3 points, and all of a sudden, things started happening. A couple of steals and lay-ins, a couple of quick threes, and timeout is taken, and with 2:14 to go in the first half, Auburn suddenly has opened up a 15-point cushion here. The Bulldogs lead it 31-16 over the Braves of Battle Creek. And Coach Matt Rudloff, he'd seen enough. He took time out to try and settle his players down here a little. 31-16, Auburn up with 2:14 to go in the first half. Braves will have the basketball. Jackson Kilmary down court, guarded by Bowden, driving, lay-in up and good. Kilmary with a nice move to the basket. That's his first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead is back to 13 now at 31-18. Auburn with the basketball. Maverick Binder flips to the right side. Nixon Liguori with the ball. Liguori comes right back to Binder. Lob pass to Gardner into the basket. Gardner off the glass. Nope. Fighting for the rebound. Pulling it down is M.J. Rogge. Rogge outlet pass to Kilmary. Kilmary's going to bring it down court. He went in for a driving layup a minute ago. Tried to get to the lane again. Can't find it. Rudloff in the lineup now. Isaac Rudloff. There's a ball dribbled away by Maverick Binder, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Binder. On Mav Binder, that's his first personal. That is team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs here in this second quarter. Now the big man, Blake Borchers. He's got 10 points. He comes back into the ballgame here after a quick breather. Clock down to 1:25 to go in the first half. 31-18. Auburn by 13. Kilmary, fall away shot up and off, no good. Gardner has the rebound. Being harassed there by Kilmary, gets rid of the basketball to Nixon Liguori. Liguori will bring it up court and set the offense. Bounce pass goes into Bowden. Back it goes to Liguori in the corner. Liguori picks up the dribble. Now needs help. Gives the ball to Cameron Leslie. Right back it comes to Lagori. Lagori, a little lob pass to the near side, finds Binder. 57 seconds to go in the first half. Auburn may just slow it down and play for one here. Coach Jim Weeks out here in front of the scores table, whistling and shouting instructions. We want to play for one shot, boys. In the corner, Maverick Binder dribbles it. Kilmurray comes over to chase him. Binder bounce pass to the corner, Lagori. Lagori looking inside for Gardner, can't get him. Back to the top of the key to Binder comes with 32 seconds to play in the quarter. You should see Jim Weeks up there directing traffic, telling the boys which way to break, where to run, how to run the time down, and they're doing a great job. 20 seconds to go now in the first half. Auburn up 31-18. Bulldogs want to get to the locker room with a nice lead here. They're going to play for the final shot. 12 seconds, 11 seconds. Now Mav Binder starts to move toward the hole with seven. A whistle and a foul here at the top of the key. The foul is going to be on Jackson Kilmurray. On Kilmurray, his first personal. Only the third team foul. Now Brenton Wenzel checks into the lineup. Wenzel comes into the contest, replacing Cam Leslie. 5.7 seconds to play. 31-18. Auburn up by 13. The Bulldogs will get a chance for a final shot here. They'll probably try and get it into the hands of Maverick Binder. Peyton Bowden will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Gets it to Binder. Into the corner. Binder, long three from the right side off the front of the iron. No. Rebound Borchers, and there's the buzzer. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading. The Battle Creek Braves. Our halftime score is Auburn 31 and Battle Creek 18. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We'll be back inside the Seward High School Gymnasium, where it's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, I think we've got a scoring update here for you now on the Peru State game. Peru State is leading Central Methodist 29-23 with 3:40 to go in the first half. That game being played down in Fayette, Missouri in the quarterfinals of the Heart of America Conference Tournament. Peru State up in the first half down at Fayetteville. All right, let's take a look at our numbers here in Seward. First of all, for the Battle Creek Braves, at the half, they're led by Blake Forshers. He has 10 points in the game. 2 points for Jackson Kilmary. Gavin Forth has three. MJ Rocky with two. And Parker Strom has one for their total of 18 points. From the free throw line, the Braves hit 3 out of 5 at the charity stripe. Scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, Nolan Gardner came off the bench to lead the way in the first half. He has 8 points. Then 6 points for Brenton Wenzel. Cameron Leslie has 6 points. Peyton Bowden with 6 points. And Matt Binder has 5 for their total of 8. Free throw shooting, Auburn made 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. Score by quarters, Battle Creek led it 12-11. And then midway through that second quarter, Auburn went on a scoring spurt there. And all of a sudden, at the 2:14 mark to play in the first half, Auburn had jumped out to a 15-point lead, 31-16. The Braves got the final 2 points of the first half, and now we sit here at halftime. Our halftime score, 31-18, the Bulldogs on top. Tonight's halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, right now we're going to send it back to Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios for a couple of minutes of important sponsor information. We'll get you a local weather update, a little more sponsor information, and then back with third quarter action. Coming up, live from Seward High School, you're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
At the Illinois County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind advisory continues until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 14, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. About an inch of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef,
They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Seward High School gymnasium. It's halftime. Your Auburn Bulldogs leading the Battle Creek Braves 31-18, our halftime score. A reminder, tomorrow night we'll have state tournament basketball for you. The Fall City Sacred Heart Irish taking on Humphrey St. Francis, the Flyers. That'll be live from the Devaney Center. A 6 o'clock tip-off. John Nixon and I will team up for that broadcast. It'll be heard live here on Sunny 101.3, and it will also be simulcast on our sister station, KTNC. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Well, that was quite a first half of basketball. Auburn was down by 1 after one quarter, 12-11. Then they had that big scoring spurt halfway through the second period, opened up a 15-point lead. Now at halftime, they're up by 13. Fouls, nobody really in any kind of foul trouble. Brenton Wenzel has 2. No one else on either team has more than 1. Auburn with the basketball. We move to live action here now in the third quarter. Right side, Nixon Liguori with the ball. Liguori comes up to Binder. Inside, Gardner. Gardner takes it to the basket. Up and good. Nolan Gardner's in double figures. He leads all scorers for Auburn right now and has 10 points in the ballgame. 33-18. This equals the biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. Up by 15 once again. Borchers with the ball. Guarded by Gardner. Takes it at Gardner under the basket. Fall away. Jump shot up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Peyton Bowden. Bowden outlet pass to Maverick Binder. He's being harassed by Jackson Kilmary. Binder into forecourt to the left elbow. Gives down to Wenzel. Wenzel had an open look. Decided not to take that one. Now needs to get rid of the ball. Up top it comes to Maverick Binder. Binder feeds underneath. They're going to take it inside again. Off the glass. Up and good. Nolan Gardner. Well, Jim Weeks saw what was working, and they're going to go right back to it. Not only did he get the basket, but he draws a foul on Jackson Mettler. On Mettler, that is his second personal first-team foul of the quarter. And at the free throw line will be Nolan Gardner. He has 12 points in the game so far tonight. This is his first free throw attempt. The shot is up and off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound is brought down by Borchers. Outlet pass to Kilmary into forecourt Mettler. Mettler takes it all the way to the baseline, driving lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound, Nolan Gardner. Gardner pulls down the board. Down court comes Binder with the basketball. Kilmary chases him. Now goes to Wenzel on the right side of the lane. Inside it comes. Back to Binder. Liguori, open look, 3, left corner, short off the rim, tipped out of there by Gardner. Ball is going to be grabbed up, fast break, Mettler, driving layup. Mettler tries to feed it to Kilmary. Kilmary goes up with a shot that won't fall, but a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Nixon Liguori. On Liguori, his second personal, first-team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line, Jackson Kilmary. This will be his first attempt at the line. He has 2 points in the ballgame thus far. First free throw is up and off, no good. Battle Creek came in here 10-10, a 500 record on the season, compared to Auburn's 25-0 undefeated season. And so you kind of had a few expectations. There's a second shot up and good. We certainly did not expect to see Auburn trailing by one after the first quarter, as they were 12-11. Bulldogs sense have kind of shaken the doldrums off here, and they currently lead it by 16, 35-19. With the ball for the Bulldogs is Nixon Liguori. Goes to Maverick Binder in the corner. Binder to the top of the key. Finds Wenzel with the pass. Wenzel casually dribbles back to the top of the free throw circle. Now passes to Liguori. Low post, left side, Liguori with the ball back to Wenzel. Wenzel in the paint, in the lane, gives it up. Here's Binder for three, off the iron. Gardner with the rebound, kicks it right back to Binder. Binder goes into traffic, got triple teamed in there. Out to Wenzel for a long three. It's off the rim. Rebound, pulled down, put back, up and good. Bowden, no, up and off by Bowden. Buff one was in and it rimmed off of there. The rebound is taken away by Gavin Korth. Korth down court with it, 35-16. Auburn up by 35-19. Auburn up by 16 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This is Gavin Korth with the ball. Bounce pass to Borchers in traffic, trying to back in, working against Wenzel. Borchers can't get an open look. Kicks it to the corner to Jackson Mettler. Now Mettler with a spin move, a little pirouette right at the free throw line. Couldn't get there, has to give it back to Gavin Korth. Bulldog defense right now doing a good job of making Battle Creek just run a bunch of clock. Now Kilmurray takes it toward the hoop, and he'll be fouled. This foul is going to be on Peyton Bowden. On Bowden, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. On the Bulldogs, it'll be the Braves basketball. Battle Creek will inbound it under their own basket. Jackson Mettler to trigger it in. Stands just to the right side of his own backboard. Gets it down into the corner to Gavin Korth. Korth has to Kilmurray, and he loses the ball off his foot. A turnover gives the basketball back once again to the Bulldogs. 35-19. Auburn with a 16-point lead and the basketball. 4 minutes, 58 seconds to play here now in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Jackson Mettler feeds to Maverick Binder. He goes to the corner, baseline right side of the basket, back to Bowden. Top of the key, Liguori. Around it goes to Wenzel on the left side. Now Liguori for a long three. Got it! Nixon Liguori, his first points of the night as he nails a three from about 6 feet outside the top of the arc. Timeout's going to be taken with 4:37 to go in the third quarter, 38-19. The Bulldogs are up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potipin superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
If you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball on Sunny 101.3, be sure to say thanks to our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. Well, with the 4:37 to play here in the third quarter, Auburn has suddenly doubled up the score on the Braves of Battle Creek. Our score now 38-19. The Bulldogs doubling up on the score here after a kind of a shaky first quarter in which Auburn found themselves trailing by one. They came on strong in the second and now have dominated here in the third quarter thus far. The ball belongs to the Braves. They'll inbound it against full court pressure. MJ Rocky will bring it up court for Battle Creek. Hands to Kilmurray, who almost lost a handle on it. Maverick Binder was there. Now Kilmurray works to the left side of the three-point arc. Bounce pass into Borchers. Borchers tried to go up against Binder. Nothing there. Has to kick it back out to Korth. Now Borchers knocks Binder to the floor. And Binder's going to be called for a blocking foul. My goodness. Mav Binder got knocked to the floor. That's the second time tonight that Borchers has got away with leading with that forearm and putting the defender to the floor and only to have the foul called on the defender. That's worked out well for him on two occasions tonight. 38-19. Auburn up by 19 points to the right side. Comes Mettler. Can't get anywhere. Good defense there by Wenzel. Here's a three from the right side up and good. Nailing the three is MJ Rogge. That's only the second three-pointer of the night for the Braves. makes it 38-22. The lead is back down to 16 now. Auburn led by 19 there momentarily. 3 minutes, 45 seconds of play in the third quarter. Wenzel works the dribble to the top of the circle, gives it up to Gardner. Nolan Gardner, 6'7 junior, he's had a big night tonight. He's got 12 points, leads all scorers here in the game, leading Auburn with 12. Working the ball is Liguori. Liguori has it dribbled away from him, then he gets it right back. Liguori works to the baseline, lays it in for a layup off the glass, up and good. Nixon Liguori had it stolen from him, stole it right back and took it in for the layup. 40-22, the lead is 18. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go. Third quarter here at Seward High School. It's a C1 boys district final. The winner here moves on to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. This foul is going to be called on Nixon Liguori. On Liguori, that's his third personal, fourth team foul now on the Bulldogs. One more foul, and the Braves will be shooting free throws. And there's still 3:04 to go in this third quarter. Jackson Mettler will inbound the pass on the side in forecourt. Borchers takes it to the bucket. Borchers with a shot that's partially blocked and then taken away. Nolan Gardner blocked the shot and then brought down the defensive rebound. Great defense down there by the junior. Nolan Gardner, using that 6'7" frame, he's pretty much shut Borchers down inside. Here comes Binder to driving lay-in, up and good. Maverick Binder went right around the defender, left him sitting there counting their change when he went to the left baseline. Binder with 7 points now. The lead is 20. Biggest lead yet for Auburn, up 42-22. Borchers guarded underneath. Can't get to the basket. Now goes up with a shot and scores, and he will be fouled. Blake Borchers got it down. I think the foul is going to go on Nolan Gardner. On Gardner, that'll be his first personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line will be Blake Borchers. He'll be shooting one shot. He has 12 points in the ballgame so far. Nixon Liguori comes out of the ballgame to take a breather. In to replace him, I believe, back into the game comes Peyton Bowden. Bowden back on the floor. Borchers, the and one. Shot is up and good. He completes the three-point play. Borchers got it down. That trims the lead back to 17. Auburn led it there momentarily by 20 at 42-22. We have 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs with a 17-point lead. Here comes Wenzel, driving lay-in. Nope. Rebound. Follow shot put back up. That won't go down. And the ball goes out of bounds. Cameron Leslie had an excellent opportunity for a putback. He couldn't get it down. Parker Strom back onto the floor. Strom on replacing Blake Borchers now, the senior. Strom, a six-footer, checks into the ballgame. Kilmary to inbound it against full-court pressure into MJ Rogge. Rogge down court, guarded one-on-one, works to the left side. A three on the way, up and good. Nailing the three is MJ Rogge. He's got two of them here in this quarter. Timeout taken by Auburn with a minute 53 to play in the third quarter. 42-28 our score. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside Seward High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tomorrow night, state tournament basketball here on Sunny and on KTMC. Sacred Heart Girls and Humphrey St. Francis. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll be live from the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. John Nixon and I will team up for that one. Here with a minute 53 to go in the third quarter. Auburn is up by 14 now, 42-28. Bulldogs have the basketball. The inbound pass out of the timeout comes in to Nixon Liguori. Liguori across the timeline. Cameron Court picks him up in the defense. They've gone to a man-to-man defense now, the Braves. They've got out of that 2-1-2 zone they were running. Now they're in the man-to-man with the ball is Peyton Bowden. Bowden feeds it, finds Liguori. Liguori beat his man for a minute. Now takes it in off the glass, up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Blake Borchers. Borchers outlet pass to Kilmurray. Kilmurray wants to take it all the way in against Binder. Shot is up and off, no good. There for the rebound is Cameron Leslie. Leslie high in the air above everybody going after that one. I mean, he was way up there skying after that rebound. He gives the outlet pass to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel comes down court with a minute and 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Wenzel takes it all the way in, goes up for a shot, can't get it, but he's fouled. Probably going to go on Borchers, the big man. Let's see. Yes, it is. The foul is on Blake Borchers, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Brenton Wenzel. He has 6 points so far tonight. This will be his first attempt from the free throw line. The shot is up and good. That puts the lead back to 15 points now for Auburn. Off the bench comes Isaac Rudloff. Rudloff checks in, replacing MJ Rogge. Leslie at the line, ready? For Brenton Wenzel at the line, ready for his second free throw. It's up and it's good also. He got them both. Wenzel now has 8 points in the ballgame. Wonder if Uncles Chad and Chris are listening tonight. Brenton Wenzel, 8 points in the ballgame. Wouldn't be surprised if they aren't tuned in. 44-28 to score. Auburn up by 16, trying to get back to the state tournament for the sixth year in a row. Down court come the Battle Creek Braves with the basketball. On the right side of the lane, Dander Larson feeds it into Borchers. Shot is up and good for Blake Borchers. Borchers now with 15 points for the Braves. Makes it 44-30. The lead is back to 14 points. Coach Jim Weeks is saying, guys, we're going to play for one shot now here to end the quarter. 32 seconds to play in the third period. They're going to play for the final shot of the period and get to this third quarter break with a nice lead here. Just dribbling the ball. Watching the clock wind down is Brenton Wenzel at the top of the key. Wenzel now trying to get it off to Binder. Boy, they're all over Binder. Kilmurray. Oh, we're going to have an offensive foul called on Maverick Binder as he tried to push Kilmurray away. Binder gets called for his third personal with 11 seconds on the clock. The ball is going to belong to the Braves. Now they've got a chance to play for the final shot. Little things like that can sure swing momentum. 14-point lead. Braves have the basketball in backcourt with the dribble. Xander Larson. Larson gives it up to Kilmurray. Kilmurray takes it in, driving for the lay-in, up, off, no good. Try for tip-in, doesn't go. Rebound Bulldogs, long half-court shot, no. After three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs lead at 44-30. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And that game being played tonight in Fayette, Missouri is Central Methodist. The Peru State Bobcats are trailing Central Methodist by one, 35-34 at halftime. That in the quarterfinals of the Heart of America Conference Tournament being played down in Missouri. Here we move into the final 8 minutes here in Seward. We've got a whistle on the baseline. What do we got? 3 second violation is going to be called on Battle Creek, and the ball will go back over to the Bulldogs. All right, 7 minutes, 50 seconds to go in this district final. Auburn up by 14, 44-30. It's been a bit of a battle here. Auburn opened up a 20-point advantage at one point, but they were trailing after one quarter. Now let's see what the Bulldogs can do to close this thing out and get back to the state tournament. Nixon Liguori has the basketball. It's a man-to-man defense by the Battle Creek Braves, a pressuring man-to-man. They're really chasing after the Bulldogs out here now in that man-to-man. Working is Liguori inside the paint. Gets it out to Gardner on the right wing. Gardner gives it up to Maverick Binder. Binder backs it out between the rings. Kilmary comes and chases him. Clock down to 7:09. We've played nearly a minute of this fourth quarter here with no score thus far. Auburn just running a lot of clock with a 14-point lead. Binder works to the right side of the lane. Gives up to Liguori. Nixon Liguori backs it out for a minute between the legs dribble. He's guarded closely by Jackson Mettler. Mettler chases Liguori. Liguori made a move toward the lane and then backs it back all the way out near the midcourt circle. Mettler chases him. Mettler knocks Wenzel to the floor. No whistle there. They give it up to Binder. Back it comes to Wenzel. Wenzel took it in. Driving layup. Wenzel, nope, got his own rebound. He's in trouble under there. Trap goes up with another follow shot, Wenzel. It won't go, and Borchers gets the rebound. Well, a couple of nice shots under there. Wenzel just couldn't get him to fall. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the front of the rim. Save from going out of bounds and tip back in to Kilmary. Kilmary with a little quick move to the corner. Gardner has him trapped down there. You're not going to dribble around Nolan Gardner. That won't happen. Back out to Roggy at the top of the circle. Roggy feeds it to Gavincourt. Gavincourt again goes to Roggy. Deep corner right side. Roggy can't get an open look. Now Mettler with the ball. Ball gets out of bounds. It's kicked off the foot of one of the Bulldogs. It'll stay with the Braves. Back into the game comes Cameron Leslie now. Leslie in replacing Nolan Gardner. Gardner with 12 points will take a breather here. 5:52 to go in the ballgame. Timeout's going to be taken by Battle Creek. 5:52 to go. It's 44-30. Bulldogs up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Auburn Bulldogs were enjoying a 14-point advantage at the end of the third quarter, 44-30. We've played more than 2 minutes of the fourth period, and neither team has scored. 5:52 to go now in the ballgame. The lead remains at 14 for Auburn. Inbound the pass for the Braves. They toss it in to Kilmary. He puts up a long three that doesn't go, and the rebound is taken down by Nixon Liguori. Liguori gets the outlet pass out to Binder. Maverick Binder brings it up court, being chased by Kilmary. Binder dribbles away from Kilmary. Works between the rings to the top of the circle. Kilmary gives chase. Binder got away from him. Takes it all the way to the right side of the lane. Clears it back to the top of the key to Peyton Bowden. Bowden gives it up to Nixon Liguori. Now they try to knock it away from Liguori. They've turned this defense up a notch. No doubt the Braves are starting to get into panic mode here. They're starting to really come aggressively after the basketball. There's a dive in by Kilmary to try and get to the ball. A whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Jackson Kilmary. That's his second personal, first team foul of the quarter on Battle Creek. Well, we've played nearly 3 minutes now with no one scoring in this quarter. It's still 44-30. The clock running at 5:10 to go here in the ballgame. Auburn trying to get back to the state tournament for the sixth year in a row. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called again here on the Braves as Wenzel tried to go around the corner. Fouls on Borchers. On Blake Borchers, his third personal, second team foul of the quarter. Inbounding it, Peyton Bowden. The Bulldogs, as we said at the outset, in the last 5 years have three state championships and two runners-up at the state tourney. They've had a successful five-year run. with the ball in the paint is Binder. Gives it up top. Wenzel driving, laying up. Got the basket, and he got fouled. Uh-oh, he got caught right in the nose. Let's see what he's got here. The basket's going to count. The foul is going to be called on Jackson Mettler. That's Mettler's third personal. Wenzel got the bucket. That puts him in double figures. He's got 10 points. He took quite a slap to the nose, though, as he laid it in there. He'll be at the free throw line to shoot one shot here. They may be checking for blood there. I'm not sure. Okay, Wenzel's going to shoot the free throw. It's up and good. He completes the three-point play. Brent Wenzel now with 11 points in the basketball game, and the lead is up to 17 once again, 47-30 in the paint. Nice little move to the basket. Shot is up and good. Oh, that was a sweet move. Inside the lane by Rogge. Rogge's got 10 points now. He's in double figures. 47-32. The lead is back to 15 now. Across court, top of the key. They give it up to Cameron Leslie. Auburn can afford to slow this thing down here now with 4:19 to play in the ballgame. Out near midcourt on the dribble is Binder. Binder takes it in for a layup. He got fouled, and they're going to say the foul came on the floor. I think they're going to say the foul was on the floor. Jackson Kilmary picks up his third personal. Into the game, Cameron Korth checks in, replacing Gavin Korth. Now for the Braves of Battle Creek. 47-32, Auburn maintaining a 15-point lead with 4:13 to go here in the ballgame in regulation. We're at Seward High School C1 District Final State Tournament coming up next week for the winner of this one. Auburn to inbound it. Lobs it all the way into backcourt. Going back to get the ball is Cameron Leslie across the timeline. Double team, triple teamed out near midcourt. He got rid of the ball to Wenzel, and Wenzel just dribbles away from everybody. And to the near side, it comes to Maverick Binder. Obviously, Auburn's going to spread things out now and slow it down. They're going to make the Braves come out and chase them. That's what they're doing. Jackson Mettler just picked up his fourth personal, team foul number 5. And from here on out, the Bulldogs are going to be shooting free throws. They're enjoying a 15-point lead with under 4 minutes to go in the game. 3:56 to play. At the line shooting two shots is Matt Binder. He's not been to the free throw line tonight. The first one is up and off. No good. Another attempt coming for Maverick Binder here. He's got 7 points in the game. Nolan Gardner is the leading scorer for Auburn. He came off the bench and poured in 12 tonight. Maverick Binder ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is good. Binder now has 8 in the ballgame, and the lead is back to 16 with under 4 minutes to go. 3:53. Spin move, laying up, off, no good. Rebound, Peyton Bowden. Bowden outlet pass to Maverick Binder. Across court, Nixon Liguori. Liguori being double teamed in backcourt. Got it across the timeline. Double team, triple team. Comes to the near side to Maverick Binder with the basketball. Binder works the right sideline, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Braves. The foul on Gavin Korth, his second personal. That's the 6th team foul, so we're past the limit of 5. We'll put Binder right back to the free throw line. Maverick Binder made 1 out of 2 just a moment ago. That's where he's at for the night at the charity stripe. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. Binder now with 9 points. This one would put him in double figures. Down to 3.5 minutes to play. Auburn up by 17. Binder's going to try and make the lead 18. The shot is up. It's good. He got it. Hit them both. Now into the ballgame comes Lance Binder, 6-foot junior. Lance Binder checks in, replacing Peyton Bowden. So now Lance Binder on the floor for the Bulldogs. We're going to have a timeout taken. 3:32 to play in the ballgame. Auburn is up by 18 points. 50-32. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gattulo. Loma back with you here at Seward High School. 3 minutes, 32 seconds of play in the basketball game. 50-32. Your Bulldogs are up by 18 points. They got to run another 3.5 minutes off, and they'll be on their way to Lincoln for the sixth year in a row to the state basketball tournament. Jackson Kilmary comes down court for the Braves. Kilmary hands the ball to the corner. Gavin Korth. Korth lost his dribble. He needs help. A cross-court pass comes to Kilmary. Binder there with him. Kilmary, jump shot up and off, no good. The rebound pulled out, down under the basket by Leslie. Across court, it comes back to Binder. Now Wenzel across the timeline. He's triple teamed and trapped. Got rid of it to Binder. Good job. Binder dribbles out of the traffic, gets away from the defenders. They have really just kind of playing hair on fire defense here now for this man-to-man by the Battle Creek Braves. They're just all over the floor chasing the basketball. Auburn doing a good job of handling the pressure. Brenton Wenzel with the ball at the top of the circle. Wenzel hands off to Mav Binder. Binder backs it out. Looks to the near side. There's another reach-in foul. Auburn will just take these free throws all night long. Foul on Gavin Korth. It kind of feels like when you're in a hole, maybe you want to stop digging, and that's what's happening here to the Braves. They're committing fouls. Auburn's making the free throws. Mav Binder's made three out of the last four up here. This shot is up, and this one's off. Missed that one. But these free throws that Binder's been putting in has allowed Auburn to extend their lead out to 18 points now at 50-32 with only 2:37 left to go in the ballgame. Binder's second free throw is up. It's good. Got it down. Binder now has 11 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual numbers, so stay tuned with us for that. At the end of the ballgame, we'll give you all the individual scoring totals. Here's a driving lay-in that's up and good by Jackson Mettler. Mettler with his first 2 points of the ballgame got the basket and drew the foul. A foul on Nixon Liguori. That's Nixon's fourth personal. Only the first team foul of the quarter, though, on Auburn. At the free throw line, Jackson Mettler for the and one. A chance to complete the three-point play here. Mettler takes aim. White, bright, fluorescent green shoes. Shot is up and good. Got it down. Clock is down to 2:25 to go. We're going to have a timeout taking Battle Creek. 2:25 to play. 51-35. Auburn up by 16. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Friends back in Nemohawk County, we know you had a choice tonight, and we certainly appreciate your choosing Sunny 101.3 for your radio coverage of your Auburn Bulldogs. My name is Randy Gatula. I've been covering the Bulldogs for about 5 decades now, going back on our third generation of Bulldogs out here, and we've had an awful lot of fun, haven't we, folks? Hope to continue that next week at the state tournament. Just 2:25 to go here. Auburn up by 16. Let's close this thing out and make our room reservations for Lincoln. In backcourt with the ball is Mav Binder. Binder gives across to Wenzel, right back to Binder, still in backcourt. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn. I think Coach Weeks was concerned about the 10-second call on getting it across the line. We're going to keep it here live during this break and, again, remind you that our postgame show will be coming up presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Our good friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect are proud to bring you the postgame wrap-ups after each of our high school broadcasts. Again, remind you, tomorrow night, a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:45 pregame from the Devaney Center in Lincoln. John Nixon and I will have the Sacred Heart Girls taking on Humphrey St. Francis Flyers in the Girls State Tournament. The game will be here on Sunny 101.3 and also on KTMC. We'll simulcast it on both stations and, of course, online at mscsports.net. All right, with the basketball is Cameron Leslie, and he's going to be fouled immediately. Foul's going to be called on Gavin Court, on Gavin, his fourth personal. You got to kind of wonder, with 2:06 to go in the ballgame, you're down by 16, just what the strategy of fouling is going to really do for you. Cameron Leslie at the line, free throw is up. Well, he missed it. Leslie was 2 for 2 from the line until that one. He'll get another shot here. Auburn's making some of these free throws, enough to keep a comfortable lead here with just 2:06 to play. Cameron Leslie, 6'1 junior, at the charity stripe, takes aim, launches shot. Shot is up, short, off the front of the rim. He missed them both. So now, down court in a hurry, with the ball comes Rogge. He'll pop up for a three from the left side. It's off, no good, and the rebound to Wenzel. He's triple-teamed, has it stolen away by Kilmary. Kilmary goes up with a shot. He got it, and he will be fouled. Kilmary got the steal, got the basket, and drew the foul. Well, that's quite a little turnaround. Kilmary will have a chance for the and one here. See who that foul was on a moment ago. At the free throw line will be Jackson Kilmary, 5'11 junior. He has 5 points tonight. He's 1-2 from the free throw line. The and one is up and good. Got it down. Suddenly the lead is down to 13 now. Under 2 minutes to go. Kilmary slapping at the ball, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kilmary. Well, he couldn't keep doing that all night. On Jackson, that is his fourth personal. Team fouls are way past the limit of 5. I think we got 9 or 10 this quarter. At the free throw line, Brenton Wenzel. He is a perfect 3 for 3 from the line so far tonight. Has 11 points in the ballgame for the Bulldogs. The clock, if you're wondering, is down to 1:47 to go. Wenzel, free throw is up and good. Brenton Wenzel, just a sophomore, 5'11", 4 for 4 from the line now, has 12 points in the game. Puts the lead back to 14 and 52 to 38. Minute 47 to play here. Wenzel, ready for his second free throw. Off the bench, Lance Finder, ready to get back into the game. Shot is up and good. Brenton Wenzel got it. Lance Finder checks in. Sitting down will be Cameron Leslie. He'll probably take the rest of the night off here. With a minute 47 to play, Kilmary will push the ball down court. Kilmary, guarded by Maverick Finder, gives up to Gavin Court. Court to the top of the key, finds MJ Rogge. Kilmary from the corner for three. Off, no good. Rebound brought down by Nixon Liguori. Liguori gives it out to Binder. Binder starts up court. They're reaching in, trying to slap the ball away. Gets it to Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles between defenders across court. Nixon Liguori. Liguori on the left side of the free throw circle. Feeds it back up top to Wenzel. Wenzel trapped out near the midcourt line. A reach-in foul. I'll tell you, the Braves are just going after the ball like madmen here. This foul is going to be called on Gavin Court. That is his fifth personal. Gavin will foul out of the ballgame, and he'll finish tonight with 3 points. We also want to welcome our listeners in the Battle Creek area. We provided the website, mscsports.net. Our Braves fans listening into tonight's broadcast, glad to have you along with us. Here's a free throw up and good for Wenzel. Brenton's putting on an exhibition. He's made 6 in a row all here in the second half from the free throw line. He now has 14 points and is the leading scorer for the Bulldogs. Wenzel, a sophomore, ready for the next free throw. It's up and good also. Put him in. 7 in a row. John Nixon, despite my mentioning that he was had made them all, he made it anyway. 1:09 to go in this one. Looks like the Bulldogs are headed to Lincoln next week. Kilmary driving lay-in up. No good. Rebound, Lance Finder. Finder gives the outlet to Maverick Binder. They're slapping away at him. It just seemed like kind of a... an exercise in futility here. I'm not sure. Cameron Court, an obvious intentional foul over there. And they want to just keep sending Auburn to the line, even though they're down by 17 with under a minute to go. And the guy they're putting at the line this time is Matt Binder. He's made 4 out of 6. Shooting 2. First one is up and good. He's now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Now into the ballgame, Hudson Emshoff, 6'3 junior. Emshoff comes in. Leaving the game, Nixon Liguori gets a big round of applause from the Bulldog fans. Second free throw coming up now for Mav Binder. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Got them both. Now into the ballgame is Brant Galicia checking in. Also off the bench, London Krause comes in. Krause into the ballgame. London on the floor. Bulldog fans on their feet across the way, cheering these starters as they take a seat. Creighton Keeling into the lineup. Keeling, a 5'10 sophomore. Now here come the Battle Creek subs into the ballgame. Ryan Pato into the contest. Isaiah Blake in for the first time tonight. Carter Gayton also on the floor. Battle Creek. So we've got pretty much 10 new ball players out here now for the Battle Creek Braves. All right, we're down to 58 seconds to go. It's 57-38, Auburn by 19. You heard it here first. The Bulldogs are headed to the state basketball tournament for the sixth year in a row. Three championships, two runners-up in the last 5 years. On the dribble to the right side goes Xander Larson. Xander's going to be fouled. The foul on London Krause, I believe. Krause picks up his first personal. The clock is down to 51 seconds. That's only the second team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs, so they're a long ways from shooting the Braves. Into the corner, trying to move toward the basket, off the bench, driving layup up off, no good. Rebound brought down by Krause. London Krause gets the outlet pass to Creighton Keeling. Keeling across the timeline into forecourt. Brady Jenner at left side. Back to the right wing it comes to Brant Galicia. Driving lay-in. Reverse lay-in Galicia. Up and off, no good. Rebound the other direction. Xander Larson comes down court. Across court right side. Open look three. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down for the Bulldogs by Hudson Emshoff. Emshoff with the rebound. Gets the outlet pass. Outbounds it to Creighton Keeling. Keeling dribbles down court across the timeline. Keeling beats to the left wing. Over to Brant Galicia with the ball. Galicia backs it out. 10 seconds. I think they're just going to let him dribble it out. And if they do that, your final score is going to be 57-38. The Auburn Bulldogs tonight defeat the Battle Creek Braves. There's your buzzer. There's your ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs are headed to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. And, of course, you'll hear all their games live right here on Sunny 101.3. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll have all the numbers in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Seward High School Gymnasium. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, let's take a look at the final numbers here. First, the most important number, the final score. The Auburn Bulldogs win the C1 District Tournament. The final score, Auburn 57, Battle Creek 38. Breaking down the numbers for you, first of all, for the Battle Creek Braves. They were led in scoring tonight by Blake Borchers. He had 15 points. Also in double figures was M.J. Rogge. He finished with 10. Six tonight for Jackson Kilmary. Gavin Forth had 3, and Jackson Metler had 3. Parker Strom added 1 for their total 38. Free throw shooting, the Braves hit 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, 3 players in double figures tonight, led by Brenton Wenzel, 15 points for the sophomore. Adding 13 was Mav Binder. Nolan Gardner came off the bench and got 12 points for Auburn tonight. 6 points for Cameron Leslie. Peyton Bowden had 6. And Nixon Ligori chipped in 5 for Auburn's total of 57. From the free throw line, Auburn hit 18 out of 23 attempts from the charity stripe. The score by quarters. Auburn was trailing after one quarter, 12-11. At halftime, they held a 13-point advantage, 31-18. They were up by 14 points after three quarters, 44-30, and then went on to the 57-38 final score. With the loss, the Battle Creek Braves fall to 10-11 and wrap up their season. The Auburn Bulldogs advance to the state tournament with a record now of 26-0 on the season. 57-38, your final here tonight. Again, this postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future, let's protect it. Well, quite a ball game tonight here. The Bulldogs off to a little bit of a slow start, found themselves down by a point after one quarter. They had that big spurt there in the second quarter that let them open up a 15-point lead suddenly. And from there, they really never looked back and just moved on to this big win here, 57-38. One more reminder, we'll be on the air tomorrow night at 5:45 from the Devaney Center with our pregame show, a 6 o'clock tip-off. John Nixon and I will have the Sacred Heart Irish Girls, the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers, first round D2 state tournament. The game will be here on Sunny 101.3 and also simulcast over on KTNC. We're going to put that state tournament game on both stations for you to enjoy tomorrow night. Thanks for listening here tonight. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 57 and the Battle Creek Braves 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny.